One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, and welcome to this amazing series called The Fire of God. We're at part 17 today. And today we're going to look into the book of Malachi. Now, if you wonder where that is, it's the final book of the Old Testament, just before Matthew. Malachi, the third chapter, if you're following along with me, and we'll start at verse 1. It says this: Look, I am sending my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Then the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant, whom you look for so eagerly, is surely coming, says the Lord of heaven's armies. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that bleaches clothing. Oh, beloved. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal. A blazing fire that refines metal. That's who Jesus is. That's who your Lord is. A blazing fire. And when you refine metal, I'm not sure of the exact science, but the fire has to be pretty hot to melt it. And that's your Lord. Your Lord is that blazing fire. You know, beloved, as I continue my journey through this life, I just wonder why I missed it, why I misunderstand things. When I was 15 years old and I turned my heart away and my head away and my face away from Almighty God and went my own way, until I was 38 years old. And I think, why did I miss it? Why did I not understand? Why didn't I stay on course? And there is regret in my life, because I think, had I stayed the course, I know I would be doing what I'm doing now, but I would have done it so much earlier. And so many more lives would have been different because of that. So yes, I do have regret. But I know the Lord has forgiven me. I know that he has set me free from that bondage. Because you see, we can be in bondage. We can be in bondage, especially when we decide to, instead of look forward, that we look back. You see, God is talking here in Malachi. He is declaring this. It says very clearly, it says, the Lord of heaven's armies. Donc, therefore, in French. Therefore, we know that God himself is speaking. And what God isn't saying at this time to these people, he isn't saying, look back and see all the mistakes you've made. Look back and figure out what you could have done if you'd done it properly in the first place. God never says that. That's us that say that. Beloved, we cannot look backwards. We can only look forwards. And as I now start to look forward and I see the ground opening up before me and I see before me God's wonderful world and His goodness and His blessings and His love that will continue and continue and continue and not stop until that day when I will before me see my Lord and Savior, and He will be a blazing fire. And I know this, if I was deep in sin, I wouldn't be able to face Him. If I was deep in sin and He were to appear right now, I wouldn't be able to face Him. I would be on my knees. I would be upon my face. The refiner's fire is burning, beloved. And the refiner's fire is burning for you. The refiner's fire is burning for me. He burns for you. And He says to you, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Even the fire speaks in a soft voice, speaks in a non-accusatory voice. A voice that will melt your heart. A voice that will bring you to your knees. And He says, come to me, all of you who labor. And then He says, and are of heavy laden. In other words, have you got baggage? Have you got rubbish? Take that rubbish and put it in the black bin liner because I want to burn it in the fire. Lay it before me and let me burn it. Beloved, when something is burned, it's totally destroyed and gone. It is no longer there. Understand the significance of the refiner's fire. Understand what God is saying to you today. Understand that He says, you have no choice but to come to me because there's no other way. Jesus says these words through that fire, through that mist. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. No one comes to the Father but by me. And I believe the Lord says to you now, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, begin to put the rubbish in the rubbish bin. Begin to put the garbage in the black bin liner. Put it in there. And I know this, for someone listening right at this moment, you've put it in the back black bin liner so many times, but you keep taking it out. Well, I believe God is going to do today, I believe He is going to burn the bin liner so you can't take it back. I believe God is saying, don't look back. Just look forwards. Just look in front. Because my son Jesus is guiding you today. but he's not behind you. He's in front of you. He's at your side, but he is not behind you. So there is no point in looking backwards to see if he's there, because he's not there. He's in front of you. He's beside you. Therefore, take everything that is behind you and let me burn it, says Almighty God. Let me burn it once and for all. Let it be gone from your life once and for all, so therefore you will have no need to look behind you. Let me burn it in the fire. That is what he's saying to you right now. Thank you, Father. But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that bleaches clothing. He will sit like a refiner of silver, burning away the dross. He will purify the Levites, refining them like gold and silver, so that they may once again offer acceptable sacrifices to the Lord. The Levites were one of the tribes of Israel. They were the priests. They were the ones who were elected to be the priests. And since Jesus came, beloved, you are a priest. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a priest. You belong to the tribe of Levites. You live there, you belong there, and he wants to refine you like gold and silver, and he wants to burn away all of the dross. Imagine in your mind's eye this black sack. Put your past in it. Put all the bad bits of your past in it that you do not want to remember. I believe somebody listening to this broadcast right now, this is important, have got to put sexual abuse into that bag. And I believe it was a family member that did that to you. But today is the day when all of that memory gets put into the black plastic bin liner, and it goes now in Jesus' name. And say it with your will. Say, Lord, I am placing this memory into the black plastic bin liner. I am placing it in there now in Jesus' name, and it will go there and never come back. Do it now. Place that memory. Place those horrible memories into the black bin liner. And when you've done that, I want you to, in your mind's eye, mentally tie the top of this black plastic bin liner. Then I want you to drop it at the foot of our Lord. For God says he is like a blazing fire, and he will refine it in the fire, and he will not burn away good memory. That will be refined. He will just burn away the dross. In Jesus' name. Father, you are so awesome. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that these black plastic bin liners are placed before you. And I pray, Father, you send your fire to burn them and destroy them once and for all, to leave them whole, to leave us complete. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Sense right now, the wind. Sense the wind of the Holy Spirit.